It's coming up to 20 past 10. Sue Kinnear with you. In Walk to School Week, curious about whether or not you walked to school when you were a child and what kind of journey that was. Perhaps you do a school run still. Would love to hear from you on that this morning. Because according to new figures, since the pandemic, more parents are walking their children to school because of flexible working. BBC Radio Watcher's Stephen Clements has popped in to Woodborough Primary School near Pusey to find out who's walking to school there.
Hi, I'm Jake. So I come down Swivy Lane and I go the path which is opposite the social club. And at the end of that path, there's a crossroad. So we have a lollipop lady stood there in the mornings, and she's very kind. She gives us maths questions and is very helpful as we walk across. And then we just follow the path and we're at the school gates.
So she's giving you questions already before you get to school?
Yep.
Are they easy ones?
Sometimes.
And how safe is it walking to school?
Feels quite safe because you just have to go down the road, then it's mainly path from there.
Do you think it's a good idea for people to walk to their school if they can?
Yes. As it's, instead of getting dropped off, it's exercise every day, twice a day.
Hi, I'm Autumn. Well, I normally drive. My mum or dad takes me normally about a 15-minute drive. We normally just walk down the path.
And why do you think it's important, though, to walk to school if you can?
Because it saves, like, because petrol and everything and the gases that come from it damages the environment. Hi, my name's Oliver.
Oliver, do you walk to school?
No, I drive.
You drive?
No,
what car do you drive?
My dad drives me.
Your dad drives you? Okay, just checking. So when you get dropped off, where do you get dropped off? The social club as well?
Either the Purse Bowling or sometimes social club. And then walk down with the lollipop lady and then get to school.
Can you see why, though? They're trying to encourage more people to probably walk to the schools.
Because, well, obviously, it's because of petrol prices and it damages the environment. And also, it keeps you fit and healthy.
Hi, my name is Gilbert.
And Gilbert, do you walk to school?
No, I don't. I catch the bus from Pusey. So there's a bus pull-in that has been built just outside the school. And so normally there's a teacher there to greet us off the bus. Then we walk in from there.
And the people of the village, do they sort of look out for you whilst they're driving through past your school?
I think so. There are signs around that mention there's a school and things, so I think it's quite careful.
And do you think it's a good idea where they all park at the social club and they can all walk in the long line and get the maths questions in the morning as well?
Yeah, it's much better since the kind people of Woodborough built the pathway from the social club to the school. It really helps and it makes it much easier than walking on the road.
Hello, I'm Mrs. Bruce.
And promoting walking to school, it's Walking to School Week. How important is it for most children to walk to school if they can?
I think if they can and it's safe and there are paths and arrangements in place, then it can only be a good thing to walk to school.
And Woodborough's quite on a busy sort of road, isn't it, with the school is. We literally step outside the school gate and boom, you're on the road. What sort of things are in plan, in place for them to feel safe walking to and from school?
So there's a reduced traffic speed limit outside the school. There are traffic calming measures. We built a bus pull-in a few years ago now. We have an arrangement with the local social club for parents to park up there and then a field path to come down to the barriers where our lollipop lady meets them and is there at peak times of the day. So, and we all of the children are given a high-vis jacket on permanent loan throughout their school time here. So really, as many measures as we can, we've put in place.
I mean, in some cases, it might be where they can't walk to school. They have to drive in. And some village schools probably wouldn't be in existence if it wasn't for the people driving in. So it's sometimes it can be a bit sort of counterproductive, really. It's either you want to do it or you can do it or you're going to, face the threat of closure.
No, absolutely, yes. I mean, you've got to keep number on roll healthy, but then it's quite useful if you can put in, we work with Wiltshire Council to put in bus transport so we can get as many children, on a bus and into school rather than clogging up the roads so much with cars.
And, it's well established, the school. That people know about the school. And we're sat in a room now, which sadly a few years ago sort of had the fire. But here we are. It's all refurbished and it's looking grand again.
It's glorious, isn't it? Yes, yeah. No, we're still pinching ourselves. We've got some lovely new facilities, wonderful play area outside and a room to meet. We're very thrilled.
Oh, head teacher Sarah Bruce there talking to BBC Radio Watcher Stephen Clements in this Walk to School week, and they were in the one of the schoolrooms that was damaged back in September 2021, which is now looking, as you heard, splendid. So how about you? Did you walk to school, Sarah?